but every time there's a spike in crime or there's an issue, there's political pressure and pressure from upper leadership and law enforcement to get in there and suppress it and show the community statistics about how many arrests we've made. And then we can all go pat ourselves on the back and say, you know, aren't we awesome? But the real drivers of violent crime, of most crime, are communities that are in disarray for, you know, myriad political and social reasons. We grossly underfund most of the social services that are necessary to keep a community healthy.